Renovating the Tabernacle. While the Salt Lake Tabernacle was closed to the public for 2 years, workers carried out an extensive renovation on the 140-year-old building. "I love this building," said President Gordon B. Hinckley at a press briefing on October 1, 2004. "I don't want anything done here which will destroy the historical aspect of this rare gem of architecture. I want the old original tabernacle, its weak joints bound together and strengthened, and its natural and wonderful beauty preserved." In the printed version, pictures of the renovation appear here. By June 2006, all of the pipes of the organ, except those seen here in the printed version, had been removed for cleaning, and the slope of the floor in the balcony was being increased so all visitors would have a good view of the rostrum. The floor had been covered and the pillars wrapped for protection. The restoration of the ceiling had been finished. Workers installed solid white oak pews, which will replace those of the original soft pine ones. The original pews, painted by pioneer artisans to look like oak, were damaged and worn. Some will be permanently displayed. The rostrum has been equipped with a large stage lift in the center. This, in combination with self-contained rostrum wagons, can be configured into general conference mode, fireside mode, or orchestra platform mode. The wagons have audiovisual equipment, wiring, and ventilation built into them. They also have matching carpet, new millwork, and viewing screens on which general authorities can watch conference proceedings. One of two new staircases added to the balcony make 6 exits from the upper floor. Audio-visual upgrades include a variety of new lighting effects. There are 2 screens mounted on either side of the organ pipes. When not needed, the screens can be retracted behind the choir seats. State-of-the-art audio equipment has been installed, yet the famous acoustical properties of the tabernacle have been preserved. 14 layers of paint were removed from the ceiling to reach the original plaster. After repairs were made, workers applied plaster that matched the properties of the historic plaster in both its content and acoustic properties. Care was taken to preserve the waviness of the original ceiling. A skilled artist touches up the faux. Most of the graining on the walls and pillars of the tabernacle needed to be repaired or replaced. As part of the seismic improvements, the exterior piers were anchored deeper into the ground and strengthened with new steel and concrete footings. This anchoring is located below sidewalk level. Significant space under the tabernacle has been remodeled. The administrative offices of the Tabernacle Choir and Orchestra at Temple Square now occupy the space previously occupied by the baptistry. The women's changing room provides each choir member with her own cubicle to store her permanent wardrobe. The men have a similar space. The music library houses all of the choir's sheet music. It also provides individual lockers for each of the approximately 350 choir members. The organ pipes were cleaned, retuned, and reinstalled. The largest pipes are made of wood and were too large to remove. The pipes were regilded. The tabernacle has a new aluminum roof. On each end of the tabernacle, a wide steel truss, called a sister truss, was attached to the existing wooden truss to strengthen it. End of the article, Renovating the Tabernacle.